This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today again attacked the Congress on the issue of reservation to the minorities. He said that Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar openly opposed the reservation on the basis of religion, and the Congress wants to give benefits on the basis of religion, which is against the wishes of Baba Saheb. He was speaking at a political rally in Hamirpur district of Uttar Pradesh. He also addressed rallies in Barabanki and Fatehpur in the state today. These seats will go to polls in the fifth and sixth phases. In a major development, Samajwadi Party MLA from Uchahart constituency in Rai Bareli, Manoj Pandey, joined the BJP today in the presence of the senior party leader Amit Shah. Later, senior party leader Amit Shah also addressed a political gathering in Uchahart. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a gathering in Balia district. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigned jointly today in favour of Kishori Lal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi, who is contesting against Smriti Irani. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati addressed a political gathering in Pratapgarh district today. The Congress has alleged that the efforts made by the central government in the last 10 years regarding air pollution in Delhi are not showing any effect. Briefing media at the Delhi State Congress office today, Party General Secretary Jairam Ramesh said the environment plays a vital role in the Delhi elections, given that the city ranks amongst the top in air pollution. He said it is the primary duty of the government, which is at the centre, to address this issue. He also raised issues of chemical contamination, deforestation in the Aravali region, brick kilns and thermal power plants surrounding Delhi, and pollution in the river Yamuna. He claimed that the INDIA bloc will secure a clear majority in the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. Withdrawal of candidature for the seventh phase of the Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in seven states and one union territory will go to poll in this phase on the 1st of next month. The Election Commission has issued a show cause notice to BJP Lok Sabha candidate in Tamluk, West Bengal, Abhijit Gangopadhyay, for his alleged derogatory remarks against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The Commission said his comments have been found improper, injudicious, beyond dignity in every sense of the term, and in bad taste. It was also found to be prima facie violation of the Model Code of Conduct. The poll body has sought his response by Monday evening on why action should not be taken against him. The Trinamool Congress had filed a complaint against Abhijit Gangopadhyay for his alleged comment against the Bengal Chief Minister while addressing a public meeting on Wednesday in Haldia. Senior BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman today slammed AAP Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for his silence on the issue of alleged assault on AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Briefing media in New Delhi, she demanded Arvind Kejriwal to apologise on the issue. An unverified video of Swati Maliwal is doing the rounds on social media. The video is said to be from Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence from the day when Maliwal was allegedly assaulted by Kejriwal's close aide, Vibhav Kumar. It is being said that the video was shot after Maliwal made the first call to the police to complain against Kumar. Reacting to the video, Maliwal has said that it does not show the entire incident. She said the truth will be revealed to everyone as soon as the CCTV footage of the house and the room is checked. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju unveiled the official poster of the 55th India International Film Festival, IFFI, at the 77th Cannes Film Festival in France. The IFFI will be held in Goa in November this year. Along with the INB Secretary, filmmakers Ashok Amritraj, Richie Mehta, singer Shan, actor Raj Pal Yadav, film veteran Bobby Bedi, amongst others, were also present on the occasion. The United Arab Emirates, home to a large Indian population of over 3.8 million, has announced a new visa program offering long-term residency to individuals who significantly contribute to environmental protection and sustainability efforts. The 10-year Blue Residency Visa aims to attract and retain global leaders in environmental research, activism, and technological solutions. And with that, we end this news bulletin.